This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Groth.
There's a monster in my podcast.
I have a Monster in My Podcast confession to make.
Okay.
Last time we recorded, I was like, hey, get ready for next session. Because I thought it was, I looked at Glocky.
Uh-huh.
But I was thinking of another Ramsey Campbell creation, Ligolianac. Ligolianac.
Oh,
Ligolianac.
Yes.
So we have a long way to Ligolianac. But you know, Ligolianac is great.
Okay. Okay.
So just FYI, just in case we get to Glocky and you're like, I didn't want to hear any, Gary, you said Glocky'd be really good. He's okay.
No.
I didn't want to hear it.
I didn't.
He's fine.
I honestly could not remember. So I didn't remember you saying, oh, there's something real cool in the next sesh. But
And even for listeners. Well, I was reading these ones being like, oh, yeah, there's that cool thing. And then I got to Glocky, and I was like, what the shit's this? And then I looked it up. It's Ligolianac.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay. Anywho.
Anyway,
this is Groth's time in the sun.
Yes, Groth from the Ramsey Campbell short story The Tugging.
I really like that. can thou imagine what it'd be like to jerk off a planet? The
feeling gravity's pull
yeah.
More.
Yeah, I would wouldst not jerk off a planet.
How do you know you haven't already, Gary?
No, I'm thinking about it.
you ever gotten tender with a stalagmite, Gary?
No, I've never seen a stalagmite. Neither of you. The
in caves. That they come make on. Up.
Did you say I live in caves?
I've been in caves.
Oh, la di da. So Groth is okay. Groth is a big planet.
Yeah, it's an outer god.
Yeah.
So it's a big deal.
Nemesis star.
Yeah. And Groth is kind of like, I don't know. It's like the boss of the planets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
he's also the Here's Wonderwall of planets though. Like he also sings for the planets. He's their boss. Like the way that Springsteen is our boss, you know, like, he's also a musician planet.
Yeah. But he's lined up with Azathoth, and when he's rolling through, he tells the stars to shape up and get right. Because he is kind of the herald of the stars being right and any of the great old ones on a planet waking up from their dead torpor and getting up and boogieing down.
Yeah. So he's essentially the wake up call god.
Yeah. Yeah.
The harbinger and the maker.
Mm.
But he is a literal planet.
Yep.
He's got an HP of incalculable, which I really like.
Yeah.
And sometimes he opens his eyes, which are under the ocean, which has got to be a bummer. He's always got like ocean in his eye. You know?
Yeah. That's got to sting a little bit.
It's going to be sad for Groth.
Yeah.
Sad for Groth.
Can we get him goggles?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big Groth goggles, like big geodesic domes. Like on Sea Labs, like underwater.
I just want Groth to be taken care of.
I like Groth. I have an affection for Groth because he's definitely going to fuck some shit up. But he's I can't be mad at Groth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially since he was part of the tugging. Like for thousands of miles, you can see what's underneath, pale and glistening. Okay.
Okay. Little on the nose.
There is a hypothetical. If you were to kill Groth, what would happen? Is he bust into dust and then reform somewhere else? Mm. You know, or if you reduced his POW, his HP is incalculable, but his POW is 100. That seems pretty doable.
Yeah, but then he appears elsewhere in the galaxy or in another dimension, totally regenerated, which is not necessarily, that's not terribly different than other gods.
Yeah,
you know,
it's also, there's a sanity loss for seeing Groth, but he's a planet. How does that work?
I don't know.
Like you look through
the wrong telescope.
Yeah, just like through the wrong telescope, fat boy. The or just if you're just standing on Groth, what a nightmare that must be.
Oh, God.
Like, are there things on Groth that are sanity breaking, or is it just seeing the planet? Because I see Earth most of the time.
Yeah, a lot of the time, except when I'm looking straight up. I think that's weird, right? Like, what if you landed on Groth if you didn't realize it was a god?
Yeah.
Do you only lose the sanity? Is it like Wile E. Coyote standing over the
revelation?
Exactly. The revelation. Does that cause the sanity loss? And does it accumulate the longer you've been on Groth, the more it hits you when you're ultimately there? Because I would like to do a campaign on Groth. Like that would be the thing. It's not a monster.
Mission to Groth would be great. Like, you know, just like a planet, like you know, or there's a habitable god.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like this guy is great for campaign hooks. Love yeah. Groth for that. Love Groth. Need yeah. Groth. Missing Groth.
We can all use a good tugging every now and then. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.